Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 8th of March, in the place where it was said. We soberly recognise the comprehensive nature of the sovereign judgment that was proclaimed upon the house of Israel. However, remarkably, the prophet Hosea then continued, "Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, You are not my people. There it shall be said to them, You are sons of the living God." The first and foremost application of the place in this prophetic statement is the cross of Christ. Significantly, when the house of Israel was scattered by the Assyrians among the nations of the world, they were also sown into the judgment of the cross. The cross is the full revelation of God's mercy and His judgment. It is the place of blessing and cursing, and of remembrance and forgetfulness. On His offering journey from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross, Jesus Christ gathered up the whole human race and took us out into the sea of God's forgetfulness. However, at the same time, He brought us back from the land of forgetfulness by the power of His resurrection life to be remembered by God as His sons. Speaking about the place of judgment where Christ suffered the full wrath of God upon our sin and uncleanness, the psalmist asked the question, "Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness?" The cross is the place where God proclaimed to the whole human race in the offering of Christ, "You are not my people." In this same place of judgment, He also proclaimed to every person who is willing to repent and to lay hold of His mercy in the fellowship of Christ's offering, "You are sons of the living God." The references used in today's devotions are Hosea chapter 1 verse 10, Psalm 88 verses 11 and 12, and Romans chapter 9 verses 25 to 27. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.